So what'd you think of this process?
Loved it.
And after you went out, I thought, oh, I thought of some other things you could do this with. You know when you're waiting in line? Somebody's rifling through their purse, doesn't have their change out or anything like that. Snapping gum. And Irma was using somebody clicking a pen, you know. Or you could be have somebody unwrapping things in you know, when you're trying to listen to something and they're in there. Okay, clipping nails in the air. So, all right, more ideas. Write these down in your notebook and take the time to shift them if they bug you, because that's the beauty of this. You all understand how you do it yourself? You're not teaching somebody else how to do it. You're imagining it inside your head. So rather than teaching, you're when you collapse the anchor, you're imagining the last time you were sitting on an airplane, somebody was doing that. But you're holding a resource anchor for yourself while you're doing that. So you can really do some powerful work with yourself around this process. And that's why it seems so important to make sure that you knew how to use it. And, you know, consider that if somebody else is bugging you, change your response to it. It's like Virginia says, you can't control the rain, you can control your reaction to it. So get yourself a new reaction to it. And again, this is useful for behaviors that are not inherently dangerous. You know, if somebody punches you in the mouth, that's, you probably don't want to change your response to that, because that could be inherently dangerous. But if they're doing something and they're not even aware they're doing it, change your response. Okay, we're going to take our morning pause and refresh. And when we come back from that, we're going to do 6-step reframe. I'll talk about it. I'll do a demo of it. And then probably when we come back from lunch, we'll be ready for you guys to launch into learning a really powerful process for changing some behavior in you would like to change.
Could I just share something?
Certainly.
I thought I'd better say this. As we were doing our three-way, I was going to be the guiding person, but yet it changed so that I was able to give him the response that he was from his mother-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost anchored that on me to the point where I'm going, I know I can't be the one to anchor the positive. At least...
So you had to switch.
We switched, and that was okay. Yeah. And I was thinking what would have been interesting if we had tried, if I stayed out of his eyesight and moved to a different position, that would have helped too, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Because...
If it was a visual
Mm-hmm. The minute he looked at me the way I was behaving that way, you could see, he was through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
So if I was in just doing the two people, changing position and being
and you doing the positive anchor and having him just imagine in his head, that's what you do if you don't have a third person. You have the person imagine it, sitting on an airplane listening to, I'm sorry, Sky.
What was most interesting was with the two of them, she became at the end positive.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mother-in-law became positive.
Right.
Yeah, it's a miracle.
Okay, so a lot of variations on how it can be done, but now that you've had the experience, you can do it for yourself, because you understand how it works. Okay, it's 25 after. Let's take 15 minutes. And when you hear the chime ringing, we'll come back and dive right into changing unwanted behaviors. Your own.